Sierra UO monitoring. Last week in the microphone, but no vocal audio.
XB monitoring.
XB, KK4RQO, is that you on the mic kind of squeaking around?
No, I got radios, each one of my radios has got a different mic cable, so I had to plug it in to my boom mic.
Yeah, I think to say something there, but I figured you'd probably just hooking something up and doing something, so I just like, okay. Lord have mercy. I don't know what kind of muscle I pulled between my back and my side, but whoo-wee, good old high pressure shower head sure does the trick.
But you might or just go on and crawl your little butt to bed and go to sleep.
I'm actually okay as long as I'm sitting and not moving too much, like after I got cleaned up. It's amazing. I've worked in fields, I've worked in a shop, I have worked, well, you know the farm story. But I rang out more oil over 3 days of resting than I had ever rang out on a 90-degree summer day. That's pretty embarrassing. Anyways, but now I got showered, so while I'm waiting for my hair to dry, I figured shoot, I'll sit and talk on the radio for a little bit.
Roger that. You heard anything out of Richard or any of them?
No, they're up. Like I say, the last time I heard anything was when we talked that night, and you sent a message, a couple of days ago about being on the 610, and I just, say I was hurting so bad I didn't even get up to respond, because I was just, maybe, I didn't respond, I was hurting so bad I just went, like, oh, I'm just gonna be in bed, we're starting to get back, to our old self now, but, yeah, let's get old John and get, Jack's number there so we can get him in here, and then I think that's pretty much the roster, unless I'm missing someone.
4-8-10-3.
Yeah, I'd probably just stick a hand mic back on that thing and, not done with the studio mic for a while. Lord have mercy. But, yeah, how's my radio sounding tonight? I think I figured out what the issue is if it's sounding semi-decent.
You're about 5'9" over the hill. I mean, you sounding just groovy.
That figured out what the problem was. With all these crazy storms and stuff down here, the wind got strong enough and knocked it about 7 degrees off from the true north, so I had to go out there with a compass to verify, and then I had to recalibrate and set the rotor to fix up to those coordinates there.
What the wind blow you off calibration?
The antenna didn't mess with the rotor, but it shifted the antenna a little bit, which is kind of surprising because I guess what? I torqued that thing almost to a point where it about broke the U-bolt. So I don't know, but hey, at least I got the thing fixed for now. And probably in springtime, I'll take the power down.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been thinking about buying me one and redoing my ham shack. I hadn't been on radio in quite some time, but I'm building my antennas and getting everything up and running.
I forget the feller's name we talked about last time. Off the top of the head, I gave him a call, but yeah, set that thing aside for him because I'm probably not going to be messing with the TV stuff anymore. I don't know about up there, but down here is nothing but Mexicans and folks just trying to see who has the bigger amplifier. I'm like, nah, I'm done with that crap. So they got the thing off and then put my beam on the very top of the tower. Of course, everybody's like, well, you're missing on 12 meters, 10 meters, 15, 17. I'm like, I do more talking every day on 40. I don't want to worry about the band that only opened up once in a blue moon. I mean, really.
That's for sure. I'm going to step out here for just a little bit. The wife's hollering at me. And I got to go clean my mess up in the kitchen. So just hang loose. I'll be back. And a few. KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring.
You need to take that to the outhouse, not in the kitchen. I know it's colder than I'll get out, but anyways. All right, KK4RQ will be monitoring. Standing by.